Good morning. This is Dr. Sherry Rogers. I'm your host today on thepowerhour.com. And our format today is to give you an oil change. And I'm not sure people know they even need an oil change. But first, I guess I should introduce myself a little. I'm a medical doctor for over 50 years with 4 different specialties. And I must warn you, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had over 24 incurable things that are still considered to this day and age, to be incurable. And I had to learn how to get rid of them. And what I learned was I had to disregard most of all what I learned in medical school and just focus on God's molecular biochemistry of healing, the chemistry that's in our bodies. So I must warn you, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say is referenced in the last 30 years of our newsletter, Total Wellness, every month, or our 15 books, or the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, and many other areas. And you can get all those books at happybodies.com or 1-800-HAPPY-BO as far as you need to go. So, boy, it's always tough to do this blindly with people you can't see and you don't know, because some of you listeners are really long-time listeners and you're very savvy about medicine. Others may be just beginning and they don't know anything about what we're talking about. And as my luscious husband says, try not to use any 13-letter words. And so I will try not to, but it's going to be impossible because the first one that comes to mind is mitochondria. Anyway, if you look at the rules of medicine, they've made huge mistakes for us. One thing is they've ignored that we're all different. We don't just look different, we are different biochemically. You can have 100 people with high blood pressure in one room, and some of them are totally cured with magnesium, others with the oil change that we're going to talk about today, others with other nutrients, taurine, ALC, etc. And the other thing is that medicine doesn't look at the total load. They look at a few places that are damaged that will give you symptoms, but they forget that if you're not getting well, you may have a dental implant that's in the acupuncture meridian of your heart or the area where you're having a symptom. Or you may have heavy metals and pesticides and other chemicals that are damaging the chemistry, and they have to be gotten rid of first. And then there's the question of what we call hormesis in medicine, and all it means is balance. It's like Goldilocks. There's a good dose for everything. Thyroid, you can have too much and die from thyrotoxicosis. You can have too little and die from hypothyroidism. Air, food, and water, everything has a good balance in the body. And one of the worst things that mistakes that medicine has made is they have confused compensation with cause. In other words, when we have a symptom or we have a problem, the body tries to compensate and give us extra a boost in certain chemical areas. But instead, medicine says, oh, well, that's a big problem, so we're gonna poison that area. We're going to turn it off. And that's how the calcium channel blockers, like diltiazem that people use for blood pressure, that's how a lot of the medications have been born. But ignoring the real cause of what causes a symptom is sort of like blaming firemen for the fires. Just because they were found there doesn't mean that they caused it. And that's one of the big problems that we're going to have to address today. Because when doctors had autopsies and all sorts of advances over 50 years ago, they said, all right, let's find out why people are dying. And it was easy. They said, oh, their arteries are plugged in the heart or in the brain or in the lung. And so let's look at what's in those plugs. Well, those plugs were cholesterol. The problem is cholesterol is a Band-Aid. It's there to help the chemistry, not the cause. But instead, cholesterol became the target, and the statins will probably go down in American history as one of the most dangerous things we've ever done. Because, for example, just for you to remember what I said 5 seconds ago, you need a certain number of molecules of cholesterol in order to make the bile that helps you digest your breakfast this morning. You need cholesterol. In order to do the oil change and fix your cell membranes, you need cholesterol. So, in fact, now there are literally over 100 studies showing that when people take statins, which are HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, they poison one particular enzyme in the body. That enzyme also makes the body make CoQ10, which is one of the necessary chemicals that we make that keep us out of heart failure, Alzheimer's, heart disease, other problems, diabetes. And so there are many scientific papers by very reputable institutions all over the world showing that to take a poison for the CoQ10 is causing many people to have heart failure, Alzheimer's, tooth problems, macular degeneration, any symptom you can think of. So there's so much more we should say about that, but let's move on to our topic of today, which is the oil change. I think probably another spot to go to would be if you look at how we spend our dollars in the United States, 16% of our dollar goes to medical care. That's huge. We're the most expensive medical system on the planet. But we're not number 1, 2, 3, 4. We're not even in the top 10. We are so low that we actually have people in the United States, as they told us on MSNBC, et cetera, they die at an earlier age than other countries. In fact, right now, many people, the average age is supposed to be 77, but many people, when they've gone to their 50th reunions from high school, as all of us have done, a third of the class is already dead. This is in the 60s. So this is not a when the United States made their practice guidelines, they decided that the amount of trans fats, the hydrogenation, the chemical changing of our fats was okay because people wouldn't get enough of it to damage them. And instead, the reverse is true. The United States now has actually created new humans. As hundreds of research papers show now, we have people in the United States with cell membranes that are 20-fold off. In other words, they are 20 times higher in the wrong acids, fatty acids, called omega-6, which is in your supermarket, all the ones that say they're heart healthy and they have canola and soybean and corn oil and so forth. These are 20 times higher in many people than they are in others. So we know now, I'm trying to make this simple for logical reasons for so many people, and I guess it boils down to there are only two causes for all disease. And you're going to say, oh, well, wait, if I have cancer or I have this or that or colitis or psoriasis or macular D, no, it doesn't matter what the label is. There are only two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And so that's the most important thing to do, is to look at the cause of the disease. And that's why we rely on 11-page assay of your vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, organics, all the chemistry in your body to see what went awry. For example, a real simple example, oftentimes people will complain of getting early memory loss. They'll say, it's not bad, but I can't remember the names of people when I meet them anymore, and it's just, I know there's something wrong. So one of the tests we can do that's on this 11-page assay involves what we call a quinolinate. It shows early brain deterioration long before you ever have any symptoms or don't have to have symptoms, and we know how to fix it. We know that it requires large doses of vitamin B6, for one. But the hooker is B6 doesn't work in the human body until it's converted into its metabolite, P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And it can only do that if you have enough zinc. So if you have memory loss and you're just told to take some B6, for example, and you haven't checked your RBC zinc, you have a chance of never getting well and not understanding why you couldn't get well. So again, the two causes of all disease, nutrient levels go down and toxic levels go up. And what we are looking at in this day and age is we are the most toxic people ever in the history of the planet Earth. There are over 8,000 chemicals that we can be exposed to, and hardly any of them, compared with that number, have been tested. For example, the plastics, the phthalates, and the BPA, those can cause any disease, anything. They can damage any part of your chemistry whatsoever. And so many people who are just innocently drinking out of plastic water bottles may never get better because they're loading up with too many phthalates. The phthalates are described, by the way, in the book Detoxify or Die, which everybody should read, because that's the beginning and the explanation of all the toxins and what you can start to do to get rid of them. So we have the two causes of all disease. Now, what's the one cause of death? You say, Sherry, one cause? Well, a death can be a lot of things. Well, just imagine if I were suddenly dead in front of you. It doesn't matter if I had a heart attack, a stroke, pulmonary embolus. Doesn't matter what the diagnosis is or what the autopsy label is. All that matters is, it doesn't matter if I'm hit by a bus, that there's no chemical cause. There's only one thing that causes death. We stop making electrons. And now, hundreds of papers in the literature show us what we have long concerned ourselves with, and that is that the electrons are made in little organelles, sorry, it's a 13-letter word, mitochondria, inside of all of our cells, except the red blood cell. And these electrons made in the mitochondria are dependent on our having the right oils inside those mitochondria. They are basically, they depend on oil hugely, and they can't function unless we have the right ratio of all the oils as well in there. So the only cause of death is we've stopped making electrons. Doesn't matter if you call it a heart attack, a stroke, a pulmonary embolus. It doesn't matter if you're struck by a bus. You st- stopped making electrons. And researchers now know that as we age and as we get more symptoms, it's because we are making fewer and fewer mitochondria, little organelles where the energy is made inside the cells. They're the powerhouse. So what we need is what is called mitochondrial biogenesis, making new mitochondria. And that is the exciting thing that gets me giving up my tennis game this morning to tell you about, because in order to make new mitochondria, the first thing you have to do is the oil change. You have to change the amount and the types of oils that are in the mitochondria. Because if we look at the mitochondria, God's powerhouse where the energy and the electrons of life are made inside of our cells, they are a mass of membranes back and forth, just like Christmas ribbon candy. And in fact, these membranes stacked on each other are also like the plates of a battery, because that's exactly what they do. They create energy, electrons, just like a battery does, to give the energy for repairing and healing and everyday processes. In fact, the heart is the most mitochondrial dense organ in the body. 80% of the cells are mitochondrial in taking up the space, because the heart has to keep beating no matter what. If it stops, we're dead. Once it loses its electron base, there's no more life. And so the heart has a huge huge need for constant electrons, no matter what, above and beyond all the other organs. And so that's what we're faced with here, is making sure that you know how, by the end of today, to boost up your mitochondria, how you can start making new ones. If you look at the cell membrane again of the mitochondria, it's made up of oils, fats. In fact, I hate to tell you this, but we're all fatheads, because the most important fat in the brain for memory, for vision, and in the heart and the mitochondria is DHA, stands for dehydroepiandrosterone. You don't care about that. DHA. And that oil, if there's not enough of it, people get any disease you can think of, from macular degeneration to heart failure to, it doesn't matter, diabetes, cancer, it doesn't matter what you call the disease if you don't have enough DHA. So where can you get your DHA? DHA is one of the fatty acids in good old-fashioned cod liver oil. But there are many types of oils out there on the market now, fish oils, etc. Some are in capsules, some are in tablets, some are in liquid. And when it comes to the brain, for my way of thinking, we want to make sure that we have the best oils we can find on the planet. I'm not connected with any companies. I don't have anything to sell except knowledge, just books and newsletters. So we're continually looking for the best, and we will often change when we find one that's superior to the one we used to use. And the best one now that we have found for decades, it has not let us down at all, and we've compared it with many other types, is Carlson cod liver oil, but in glass, liquid. I don't want capsules, because you can't tell if it's rancid or if it's gone bad, which, by the way, it hasn't. I found a five-year-old bottle in the back of a refrigerator one time, and the curiosity of the cat of me got the best of me, and I took a swig of it, and lo and behold, it was just as fresh as the new ones that I had received because of the technology, the manufacturing, and all the things that go on before that reaches you. So it's very important to make sure that it is in glass. You don't want it in capsules. You don't want it in plastic bottles, etc. In fact, you don't want anything in a plastic bottle if you can avoid it at all. So that would be part of your oil change. And the next part is, in order to hold that oil in the cell membrane, the envelope around the cells that protects them so that the guts don't fall out of the cell and all the electricity can go on for healing, the anchor for that is called phosphatidylcholine. And you want the powder form, non-GMO. And you can get all these things, by the way, at thepowermall.com. And the dose for that is, well, the dose for the cod liver oil would be a big swig every day. We don't even bother measuring it. When I'm fixing dinner, my husband will just say, oops, have you done your oil change today? And we will take a swig of the cod liver oil and put it back in the refrigerator. And with the PC powder, you want a teaspoon in water every day. That'll give a good dose. And of course, you know, remember, we're all different. Many people will have to make their doses smaller in the beginning because they may have had a multiple chemical sensitivity like I used to, or they may have a gut problem, or many other different things are going on. So it's not just never underestimate your biochemical individuality. And always check with your doctor, too, because some of these things may change how his medicines work. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for listening.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour Live every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. Join us for dynamic discussions and call in with your questions or comments at 888-627-6008. Can't make it live? No worries. You can catch the replay anytime 24/7 by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay in the loop? Sign up for our daily newsletter to get show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. And if you're a podcast fan, we've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, the Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour. Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right, you're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart, shop independent, shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hello, welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host today, Dr. Sherry Rogers, a medical doctor for over 50 years. And like I said in the beginning, I'm not any smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker and had over 24 incurable things. I died at age 70 of something that's never been seen in a living person, only on the autopsy table. And I now play tennis 5 days a week, and it's 85 degrees here. And I play with people 20 years younger because I'm 81. I don't even have gray hair yet. I still have a blonde ponytail. So if I can do that, and many of our other readers and consults can, think what you can do. In fact, one of the reasons I do these consults is because a perfect example is a lady I finished with shortly, 86 years old, end-stage heart failure, and so short of breath, could not walk to the mailbox. Saw the cardiologist, was put on the four stages of all the different medications. Nothing worked. She was still extremely short of breath, ankle swelling, have to be propped up at night in order to breathe well when she was sleeping. So she went to the second cardiologist, and he also gave her their prescription, their guidelines of all the different medications. They didn't work. And somewhere out of the blue came a niece who got her consult with us with the blood test that looks at 11 pages of your molecular biochemistry. And in, I forget, two or three consults, she now walks 2 miles a day and is off all medicine. So she has her life given back to her in an era where doctors are saying, well, you're 86, what do you expect? You've lived 10 years past the norm, so you've been given a grace of 10 years, and you're old now. What more do you want out of life? Well, a lot of us want a lot more out of life, and that's why I'm spending this time with you today, to show you how you can make yourself too smart to fail, just like many others have. In fact, maybe this would be a good time to go back and show folks how medicine approaches disease. because I think that's an important... we're all governed by what's called practice guidelines. The rules, the recipe, if you will, for how we should govern our particular specialties. So I'm going to look at the specialty of cardiology right now for you and the disease of high blood pressure, because the guidelines say to the doctor, oh, well, if your patient has high blood pressure, start with a diuretic. And that's good, kind of good plumbing, if you will, because the it's plumbing 101. If there's too much pressure in a fluid system, then let out some of the fluid and the pressure goes down. So the diuretic poisons part of the kidney mechanism so that you urinate out more fluid. And then when that fails, then they go to beta blockers, things like metoprolol. Many of you have already been on it, or many of you are still on it. That poisons the beta receptors that determine how tight the blood vessels squeeze, and that determines the pressure in a vessel as well. So by poisoning the beta receptor, you can make the blood vessel relax and lower the pressure in many people. But why do they have to poison the beta receptor? Because now you know, you're so smart. Because the wrong fatty acids are in the beta receptors. The wrong ones are there. They need an oil change. And then if they go to the next medicine, when the diuretic and the beta blocker don't work, then they go to the next thing called ACE inhibitors, angiotensin-converting enzymes, things that end in PRIL usually, like lisinopril names you'll recognize. I don't want to give all the names because there are like a dozen names for every category. And they're really tongue twisters, to say the least. But you can always ask what category your medicine is in. Anyway, the ACE inhibitors, like the word says, they inhibit or poison the ACE receptors. And then you go further, and then you get another type of medication, etc. All drugs work by poisoning an area that is already damaged, already broken. Why not fix that area instead? And then, for example, take something really simple like, say you're having a lot of osteoporosis and they haven't measured your vitamin D level. Well, there are many problems with that because, first of all, when we all started looking at nutrient levels way back 50 years ago or so, the government stepped in and said, oh, well, no one knows what a normal level is for these things, so we're going to show you how to determine that. And so they did. And they said, oh, wait a minute. You have hundreds of blood samples already in your lab from people who wanted assays, so why don't we run a magnesium and we'll see what a normal magnesium is. And we'll run a vitamin D3. We'll see what a normal is. Well, the thing is, because they made a huge mistake by using blood from damaged, diseased people, some of them had cancer, some had one foot in the grave, some had six medicines, because they used blood not from well people with no medicines, but from sick people, the ranges came out to be huge. And to this day, in every lab across the continent, for example, the range for vitamin D3 is 30 to 100. Well, that's a huge range. And 30 is not, will not help you. 30 is a death sentence. It's going to lead not only to calcifications in arteries and taking the calcium out of your bones and dumping it where it doesn't belong, but many other things. You can't heal anything without the right amount of vitamin D3. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, the evidence is enormous. You want a level around 80 to 100. If you're 100 or a little over, that's wonderful. And so we have found in 30 years of assaying these and seeing what it takes to bring people to a normal level, 10,000 of vitamin D3 a day, 10,000 IU is the average. And you can see if you've gone over because you can just measure it. There are many websites where people can measure their own levels now. Again, when it comes to a nutrient that the body is so dependent upon, I want the best quality one I can find for my brain, etc. And so we use 10,000 D3 by Carlson Labs. And like I say, I'm not connected with them. I just try to find the best things I can for each nutrient that we need. And then you would think, okay, if I have the best nutrient of D3, then I don't have anything to worry about. Wrong. Because these things don't just go in the body and then do nothing. Work their magic and then they're done. They all have to connect to receptors. There are D3 receptors. There are vitamin A receptors. There are receptors for everything. And these receptors, again, are in the cell membrane. So you can see that not only the receptors, but the areas that are poisoned in blood vessels where we just use medications in cardiology instead of fixing what's broken, everything comes down to the cell membrane because that's also where the electricity is generated inside the mitochondria. We must have it for fixing anything and everything. When, for example, a lot of times people will tell me, "Oh, well, I was told there's no known cause, no known treatment for what I have." Wrong. It just means no one has looked for the cause and the treatment. In fact, if you want to know if the doctor in front of you can help you heal, just test him. Just say, "Oh, doctor, could you tell me 4 molybdenum-dependent enzymes?" He won't even know what you're talking about. Or, "Doctor, could you give me 4 manganese-dependent enzymes?" If he can't rattle those off immediately, he can never heal you because he doesn't know enough about God's molecular biochemistry of the human body of healing to make that possible. In fact, it's kind of ironic because just even look at the Nobel Prizes. They got the Nobel Prize years ago for nitric oxide, a gas that we make in our mitochondria, in our cells, that dilates and does good stuff and becomes an antioxidant. But like anything else, it has it's like Goldilocks. You can have too little or too much, and you have to have just the right amount. But even with this Nobel Prize winning that, oh, we need nitric oxide in the body, and then people wrote books about it, and they said, oh, you've got to use our beet products, which many of our GMO, genetically modified. You need our beet products to bring your nitric oxide up. No, they forgot that in order to make nitric oxide in the body, one of the vasodilators, one of the things that dilates the vessels and brings more oxygen to the brain and to the heart, etc., is arginase, which is it needs manganese. And another way that the body makes nitric oxide is with another enzyme, amidoxime. You have to have molybdenum for that. So if you don't have molybdenum, you don't have manganese, it doesn't matter. You're never going to make enough nitric oxide. And so you can see how people are screwed. They can't get well until you look at all their minerals, their vitamins, their fatty acids. And that brings us back to what we started to talk about today, earlier, is the oil change, because that's the place to begin. Like I said, I'm no smarter than any other doctor, but I was very blessed because 2 brilliant researchers created a test that looks at all these vitamins, minerals, 34 fatty acids. They did it about 35 years ago. And having seen thousands of these now in 35 years, we have a really good idea of what the number 1, 2, and 3 most common deficiencies are with people who are not well. It doesn't matter what their diagnosis is. if they have cancer, high blood pressure, atrial fib, diabetes, arthritis, it doesn't matter what they have. What matters is how they, what's broken, what has to be fixed, and how are we going to fix it? And that's what we do on the phone with them while they look at their 11 pages, and I'm looking at them as well. In fact, it takes me 2 hours to go over it before I speak with them and put it together with the last 2 years of all their records plus my history form that we go into, because, again, we have to know everything about this particular individual person. We don't care what the practice guidelines are for whatever their disease is or whatever their complaint, their symptoms are. What we care about is what is broken in this person, what is keeping them from getting well, and what do we have to do to fix all of that? And that's the beauty of this. That's the fun part. So if you look at, say, the last 100 people who have a variety of different diagnoses, what has been the main problem that they've had? Number one, they need an oil change, because the FDA 50 years ago said trans fats and hydrogenated oils are fine. People won't get enough. There's just a little bit of it in each product, the French fries and so forth, and all the fried foods and the GMO hydrogenated soybean oils, corn oils, the margarines, etc., the Crisco, which actually is patented. I didn't know that you actually patented that stuff. Anyway, they even ignored Harvard, which showed decades ago that there is no safe level of trans fats. And yet we measure them all the time in people with elaidic acid, E-L-A-I-D-I-C, elaidic acid, measures whether you have too much trans fats. Because a lot of people will never get well until they do their oil change and they get rid of the trans fats. They get rid of the hydrogenated oils that are plugging up their membranes in the mitochondria, so that now the cell membranes everywhere in their brain or in their blood vessels or in the pancreas where they are controlling their insulin for diabetes, they're not functioning right. And so that can be fixed. Now, we started to say one of the ways to repair that is to give you the omega-3. I hate to get into all this chemistry, but that's the cod liver oil. And then and a big swig of that, a big tablespoon a day, it will be fine. And you'll see that these doses that I'm talking about are much bigger than what the RDA is, because those are based on non-studies, a lot of them. They were just picked out of the air. And we're basing them on what we have seen with thousands of reports from people who went from sick to well over the last 35 years. The test was since sold when the people who devised it retired, and it has had some unfortunate modifications, which we have learned to overcome. But it still is the best test I've seen in over 55 years of medicine. So, we talked about the omega-3 cod liver oil. What are the other important oils? Another one is olive oil. And you would do well to have a couple of tablespoons of that a day, minimum. You can saute your eggs in it. You can put it on as a salad dressing. You can use it in a variety of ways, and we can talk about how to do that. And the next most important oil is what we call saturate, things like butter. And you've been told, oh my gosh, don't have so much oil. There's a fat fear in the United States that the pyramid is actually upside down. We should have high levels of fats to repair the mitochondrial membranes. We need butter, olive oil, a little bit of the omega-6s, and we need cod liver oil. Don't cook with it ever. And we need a good balance of those, and that's why we look at the 34 fatty acids on a person, because we can see their balance in all of these things and what is needed. Then we talked about we have to have the anchor for these, and that's phosphatidylcholine, PC powder. And the cute thing about phosphatidylcholine is that it has two legs on the molecule. I hate to get into the molecular structure of things on you, but one of the legs loves water. The other leg loves fat. And just like Julia Child shows, show you how to make wonderful sauces by emulsifying things, by bringing oil and water in together, that's what the phosphatidylcholine does. It's an emulsifier. It guards the cell membrane and allows the transport of things that love water and the things that love fat, and it adjusts for that. And so that's why it's an extremely important anchor. And then what we need in this scenario is the guard dog for the cell membrane. We've done the oil change by getting the right amounts of omega-3, 6, 9, and saturates in, and they will vary from person to person. We can tell by how what they eat and their diet. But then the anchor of the PC is the emulsifier. Then we need the guard dog, and that's the vitamin E. But remember, when you see studies, they're all over the Journal of the American Medical Association and the New England Journal of Medicine, studies that denigrate vitamin E. They'll say, vitamin E is proven not to help heart disease. It's proven not to help diabetes. It's proven not to help high blood pressure, blah, blah. The reason is they were either so ignorant or so crooked. They only used one out of the 88 parts of E. Real vitamin E is 8 entities. When they use only one of the 8 parts, that's like me going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a new car. Oh, but I can only afford one out of every 8 parts. And I expect it to work. So what has happened is there are 8 parts to real vitamin E, 4 tocopherols and 4 tocotrienols. And the tocopherols and tocotrienols are all then subdivided into alpha, beta, delta, gamma. And what we have, what they have found is, for example, when you buy something that says vitamin E, that's usually only alpha tocopherol, one out of the every 8 parts. When you take that, studies show you lower the gamma tocopherol, because you're unbalancing it by taking crummy just vitamin E without all the other 7 parts. The problem is many studies show you cannot heal a cancer, you cannot heal heart disease, brain disease, anything, without the right levels of gamma tocopherol. And so it behooves you to make sure that you have all 8 parts of real vitamin E. Remember, vitamin E is 8 entities, not one thing. If you see just vitamin E, ignore it. Don't take it, because it's just alpha, and it lowers the gamma, plus it lowers the tocotrienols. And again, not only are there many studies showing you can get rid of you can get rid of cancers, you can't get rid of them without enough gamma or toco. So how to get all 8 parts of vitamin E is with 3 entities, the 3 Carlson products. One is called E Gems Elite, one a day. The next one is called Gamma E Gems, one a day. And the next one is called Supra Bio Tocotrienols, T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S, and that would be 2 a day. And that will give you a nice balance of the levels of vitamin E that we have seen in people who have healed the impossible, who have gotten rid of disease names or labels and their medications. They've learned how to heal the body because God's molecular biochemistry is built into our bodies. We just have to learn how to repair it, how to identify it, and then repair it in this era. And if you think the chemicals are not a big problem, just remember this. The polar bears in the Arctic have measured, scientists go there and shoot them with tranquilizer guns, draw their blood, x-ray them, and then give them the antidote, and they're up and running again, and they're fine. And what they have found is they have measurable levels of plasticizers, BPA, and all this junk in them, and they don't drink out of styrofoam coffee cups. They don't drink out of plastic water bottles. They don't eat. They are not exposed to the plastics in their carpeting and the PFOAs and the Teflon and so forth, and the pans and the furniture coverings and so forth, and the carpets. They're not exposed to all this stuff, and yet they have it. Because we have so poisoned the earth, we have done an enormously good job at doing it. So when the polar bears have all this junk in them, just imagine how much we have. And that takes us to the next stage with many folks, is that once we've shown them how to find out why they're not well, why they've been told, oh, there's no known cause, there's no known treatment for this, once they've been shown how to get out of it, then we need to detox people, because that's the next stage. In the meantime, there's so many things I would like to tell you about. For example, clotting is a major cause of death, as you know. And we all have so many biochemical problems that are making us hypercoagulable. In fact, many of you are probably on anticoagulants like Eliquis or Coumadin. And so Beloki would be something that we could certainly talk about next time. I hear the music, and I thank you so much for listening today. And just remember that I want to help you make yourself too smart to fail. I think you can do it. I think you can make yourself too smart to fail. Why not try it? Thank you.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.